This week's devotional is called Resting in the Arms of the Savior by Reverend Keith Haney, Northern Illinois District Mission Facilitator. From Psalm 23, verse 2, we read, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." The following is from the devotional, Our Daily Bread. The early Native Americans had a unique practice of training young braves. On the night of a boy's 13th birthday, after learning hunting, scouting, and fishing skills, he was put to one final test. He was placed in a dense forest to spend the entire night alone. Until then, he had never been away from the security of the family and the tribe. But on this night, he was blindfolded and taken several miles away. When he took off the blindfold, he was in the middle of thick woods, and he was terrified. Every time a twig snapped, he visualized a wild animal ready to pounce. After what seemed like an eternity, dawn broke, and the first rays of sunlight entered the interior of the forest. Looking around, the boy saw flowers, trees, and the outline of a path. Then, to his utter astonishment, he beheld the figure of a man standing just a few feet away, armed with a bow and arrow. It was his father. He had been there all night long. Like the blindfolded young braves, we attempt to man up and get through life all alone, not knowing or understanding that we are never alone. Our good shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep, is always with us. Sheep are skittish creatures, and with good reason. They have no weapons with which to defend themselves. So a sheep will not merely plop down for a nap unless the conditions are ideal, and only very young sheep can lie down and get up without assistance. Sheep will only lie down when they have had plenty to eat, have quenched their thirst, and they are not threatened by any wild animal or disturbed by biting insects. Dear Jesus, the Good Shepherd, you protect us and let us know we have your complete protection and provision. Help us rest secure in the bosom of our Savior. In your precious name we pray. Amen.